Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. By the end of the 19th century, public education had become a central feature of American society. Stephen Mucher, professor of history education at Bard College, describes how the recognition of education's importance inspired early efforts to observe teachers and their students.
In May of 1881, teachers in Battle Creek, Michigan, nervously welcomed two special visitors to their high school. Historian Charles Adams and mathematician Wooster Beeman arrived with purpose. These university professors had come to evaluate teaching. Any anxiety those teachers experienced that day may feel familiar to educators today. Many are now facing consequential scored observations from administrators. But quantifying teaching never crossed the mind of Adams or Beeman. These scholars were part of a radical new accreditation plan designed to strengthen college enrollment. The plan got dozens of liberal arts professors down from the ivory tower and into schools. Visit reports show that Adams and Beeman carried no scorecard. They went seeking allies. They voiced conviction that teaching is complex. They sought evidence that teachers cared about what they taught. They made consequential judgments, but they agreed that teaching is human and difficult to measure. They left Battle Creek impressed. But on hundreds of similar visits, observers walked away discouraged. Too often they witnessed uninspired teaching. From this, they drew one central conclusion. Teachers lacked content knowledge. Routine school visitation dignified teachers and triggered soul-searching among professors. This partnership sparked a noble conversation between them. Within a decade, the faculty began offering elective courses on the teaching of disciplinary content. These professors also formed a club, inviting teachers to campus annually for pedagogical discussions about subject matter. Among the club founders was a 25-year-old philosopher named John Dewey. Dewey would be heartened by all this recent attention to classroom practice. But he might puzzle over how we now score teachers. He might ask why professors so rarely visit schools, and he might wonder what became of that noble conversation.
That was Stephen Mucher of Bard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.